Didn't our heart burn within us? That's that heavenly, holy heartburn. Amen. Glory to God, son. That was good. I enjoyed that singing tonight. Amen. What a blessing. Brother David, you need to do a little more of that fiddle playing. That was real good, brother. What a blessing. Take your Bible and turn with me to Matthew chapter number 13. I'm not going to preach very long tonight, but I am going to preach very serious. Be a real short message, I think. Sometimes when I say that, it's when I preach longer than I planned on. But of course, I never preach long. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Son, I about preached myself to death this morning. I had a good time. Amen. I told my wife, I said, if I could think up about five more points, I'd just preach that again tonight. Amen. Amen. While you're turning to Matthew chapter number 13, we've got an issue that we've got to deal with. We've got some men trying to go in ladies' restrooms, and that needs to stop there. I won't mention any names, but his initials are Jason Bice. Hey, he didn't do it on purpose. We're just giving him a hard time. Amen. Amen. He's red as a beet back here. Look at that. Like a fried egg on his head. Your daddy's laughing in heaven right now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter number 13. Look at a couple of verses of scripture tonight. Look with me at verse number 24. We okay, Brother Jason? You still love me and everything? Okay, good, good. Verse number 24. The Lord said, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed what kind of seed? Good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came unto him, said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say unto the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. We'll stop reading right there. I want to look back at one more verse. In verse number 25, I want you to look at that first phrase of verse number 25. But while men slept. But while men slept. Just for a few minutes tonight, I'm going to preach to you on this thought, while you were asleep. While you were asleep. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8, we quoted it this morning. The Bible said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Make no bones about it. He's out to do you in. Amen. He said again, he's out to do you in. He is no longer your friend. He is your enemy. Do you understand that? You ever wonder why lost people and people who don't go to church, why they seem to get along so good, and then why you are trying to live for God and trying to do right, why you struggle so bad? That's because they're not bothering the devil one bit. It didn't make the devil mad that they went to the lake this morning instead of the house of God. It didn't make the devil mad that they was at line dancing in a bar last night. That didn't bother him one bit. Oh, but you who got up this morning and crunk a bus to go get some boys and girls, those of you who cracked open a Bible and taught a lesson to some children this morning, hey, you better listen. He's out to get you. We ought to be like a sentry on guard at all times. The Bible talks about being aware or avoiding the snares of the devil. Hey, and he's got some snares out there, and he's got one set for me, and he's got one set for you. Hey, it's time some of God's people simply woke up. Amen. Amen. I said to a fella yesterday, he was talking about his marriage, and he said, I don't know what happened. I said, you went to stinking sleep. Yes, sir. You went to sleep. Let me say it again. You went to sleep. Your marriage does not maintain itself. It must be maintained. Your relationships do not maintain themselves. It takes attention. And to give attention, you must be awake. Amen. To be sober, be vigilant. You know that word sober, it don't just mean not drunk. It means clear-headed and focused. Amen. We just live our lives just like nothing. It'll never happen to me. It'll never happen to me. It'll never happen to me. And just as you say that, it'll be your rear end that's in divorce court next. I'm not mad at you, but I'm mad. Amen. I'm really not. I'm not mad at anybody in here, but I'm mad. I guess I'm mad at the stinking devil, and I'm mad at God's people for letting him get away with his junk. Amen. When we ought to be telling Jesus on him every single day. Amen. If I could have my way about it, not one couple under the sound of my voice would ever, ever walk into a divorce court again. That would be it, man. I hate it. I hate it worse than funerals. I hate it worse than weddings. I hate it worse than hospital visits. I hate it worse than anything I do. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? Wake up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Wake up and pay attention to what's going on around you. Quit paying so much attention to everybody else's life and pay attention to yours. Amen. Remember what I told you this morning? Hang on. If you're in teen church or junior church, you need a copy of that CD this morning. Somebody needs to hold on. Amen. Listen, you don't work on something unless you've figured out what the problem is. Amen. My wife's car quit again here a few weeks ago. I was on my way somewhere and she called and said my car won't crank. I got home and sure enough, her car wouldn't crank. I hooked jumper cables to it. It still wouldn't crank. I was going to tap on the starter. I had to jack it up to get under it. I jacked it up and got under there and I ain't found the starter yet. Levi just got one of them sideways motors in it. Levi was standing there. I said, man, I don't know where the starter is. And Levi Googled it. He said, you ain't going to believe this. I said, what? He said, it's under the intake manifold. The whole top of the motor had to come off. Listen, I had to have the car towed in and have it repaired. It wasn't a starter. It was a short. But what I'm trying to say is I took it to the mechanic because I knew something was wrong and it was beyond me to fix. Amen. Hey, when there's something wrong, you need to find out what it is and get that thing taken care of. Stuff don't fix itself overnight. You don't just turn your head and look the other way and hope everything works out. It will not. Amen. It needs to be dealt with. Listen, seeds, in our story, the tares, you know what a tare is? It's a weed. It's a weed, a good-for-nothing weed that looks just like wheat. It's very hard to tell them apart. They look so much alike. They can grow, the tares can grow right in with the wheat. But he said, wow, I sowed good seed, he said. I sowed good seed. I put the right stuff in. They even came to him and said, man, I thought you sowed good seed. He said, man, I did. I sowed good seed. I sowed the very best they were. I put in that old 1611 KJV. That's what we planted.
Yes.
But evidently, while we weren't looking, while we were asleep, somebody had snuck in unawares. In other words, we did not notice when they came. While we were asleep, the enemy came in and sowed tares among our wheat. Hey, listen, while we're worried about every little petty thing in the world, the devil is climbing the wall and he's sowing some bad seed. Hey, and he ain't sowing it out there. He's sowing it in here. Amen. And some of you are scattered.
Yes, sir.
Every little bit of gossip you put on Facebook, you're sowing it. Every time you say something about somebody else behind their back, you're sowing it. Every time you walk out of here with the Lord dealing in your heart and you go that way instead of this way, you're scattered. because that thing's growing and growing and growing. Every time you walk out of here and not confess that thing, whatever it is that's eating at your heart, whatever it is got you bitter and whatever it is got you sour, hey man, that thing is growing and it's growing and it's growing and it's getting bigger and it's getting bigger and it's getting bigger. Hey, and for long it will devour you.
Amen.
We like to live our lives like everything's okay, everything's A-okay. And sometimes it really ain't. The devil has snuck in while we're asleep. Listen, man, when you're asleep, let me give you a couple of things about you sleeping. When you're asleep, you are totally unaware of your surroundings. Amen. My wife could get up in the middle of the night and totally rearrange a house, and I wouldn't know it. Amen. I can sleep through the worst thunderstorm. I mean, somebody can come in and carry out everything we've got. And I could wake up laying in the floor because they stole a bed out from under me. Amen. You're unaware of your surroundings. Hey, some of us are at such a, I'm not sure the right word, but we're at such a state, we don't even realize what's going on around us. I had a man sit in my office whose wife was leaving him. She was having an affair. He looked at me dead in my face and said, I thought everything was okay. If your spouse is cheating on you, you know something's wrong if you're paying attention. I thought, man, you got your face in the TV too much. You got yourself in your hobbies too much. Man, you better pay attention to what's going on in your marriage. You know what she said? That's exactly why I had the affair. That's bad, ain't it? That's exactly why this happened. You better pay her some attention, men.
Yes, sir.
You better wake up and not just assume that she's always going to be there. You know what you get when you assume? I can't tell you in church. Amen. You make a horse's rear end out of yourself. Amen. You better not just assume she won't never leave you. Amen. Y'all okay?
Yes.
Ladies, same way. You better not just assume he won't never leave you. He won't look elsewhere. She won't look elsewhere. Hey, you better wake up. You better wake up. Hey, they in the army. Where's Brother Greg at? In the army, they always, when they're off to war, they always make fun of one another and tell them Jody's with their wife. That's who they always kidding about. You know, Jody's going to be with your wife and all this good stuff. Hey, y'all better watch out. Jody's lives right around the corner. Y'all okay? Seeds are sown while they're asleep. And when you're asleep, you're unaware of your surroundings. Listen, let me tell you something else. You can hurt yourself while you're asleep. Did you know that? I hurt myself more when I'm asleep than I do when I'm awake. I do it all the time. Wake up, can't move. Y'all ever do that? You ever wake up, got a crick in your neck? Amen. While you're asleep, you hurt yourself while you're asleep. Amen. Hey, listen, man, you do things you'd be ashamed to do while you're awake. Amen. You can do things you don't even know you're doing while you're asleep. Levi, oh my soul. We was deer hunting one time in Kentucky, and me and him and Tim and Robert, we was standing in the motel, and Robert and Tim sleeping in one bed, and me and Levi in the other. In the middle of the night, I hear Levi yelling, and I start to raise up, and he hit me right smack between the eyes. He was sitting up in the bed. He was a-fighting just as, I mean, buddy, he was going at it. I just pulled the cover up over my head. I said, Levi, wake up. Amen. Man, he was little. He'd get up and walk around the house, go outside. He'd do all kind of crazy stuff, man. You'd do some crazy stuff while you're asleep. Hey, that's when the devil slips in, when you're unaware of your surroundings, when you don't know what's going on, and while you're asleep, when you do the stupid stuff you thought you'd never do. What do you say? I'm saying wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. We need a man in this room that's man enough that'd man up just enough to look at your wife and say, honey, let's work on us. Let's work on us. Amen. Honey, here I am. Tell me what's wrong with me. What can I do to be a better husband? Where am I letting you down? Ladies, be honest enough to tell him. And don't allow this to start a fight. Allow this to help your relationship. Y'all all right? Every time I ask my wife, what can I do to help our relationship? She says, give me your wallet. Amen. Money, money, money. Remember that old rock and roll song, Money Can't Buy Me Love? It sure helps. Amen. Be honest with each other. And don't get mad when your wife points out your fault. Fix it. Amen. You ever got one of these we never talk anymore talks? You ever got one of those? Amen. I'm helping somebody now, whether you realize it or not. Somebody needs to wake up. You're unaware of your surroundings. Your senses are dull. Yes, sir. You can't tell me the devil ain't dulled our senses. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. That TV's as wicked as it's ever been, and it's getting worse every day. Amen. Some of the language they're using on there now, isn't it crazy what they'll bleep and what they won't bleep? Yeah. I'm thinking, man, why'd you bleep the other? It wasn't as bad as what they just said. Yeah. Right. Amen. Y'all okay? Our senses are dull. He said again, our senses are dull. We're asleep. That's what's wrong. Amen. We're asleep. Hey, it's the best time for the enemy to come in. While you're asleep. That's the best time. Why are all, just about all robberies at night? Aren't they, Brother Todd? Just about all robberies are at night. Why? Because everybody's asleep. Amen. The devil's going to slip in, not while you're looking at him.
That's right. That's right.
Not while you're standing there at the door with a shotgun.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? He's coming in when you're not paying attention. And I don't know why I'm guessing I got this marriage stuff on my mind. That wasn't what I intended to preach on tonight. But when you're not paying attention to your marriage, that's when the devil's going to sow some bad seeds.
Amen.
Amen. And he'll destroy you. You're unaware of your surroundings. You can hurt yourself. Your senses are dull. It's the best time for the enemy to slip in. To slip in. He has slipped in. He slipped in. You ought to have seen some of the faces this morning. When I said something about that canned music, y'all know what canned music is? Churches with talent like Brother Todd sitting on the pew and them playing CDs that sound like some band out of Nashville for the choir to sing. You ever seen some people's faces when I said that this morning? They didn't like that one bit. I don't give a rip.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the enemy has slipped in and stole our songs.
Amen.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
He slipped in and stole our music. He slipped in and stole our Bible. Well, not ours, but most places across the country.
Right. Yes. Amen.
Amen. I couldn't believe it. I was talking about there's a competition that goes on every year called Road to the Horse, and it's these professional horse trainers. They come together and they say who can break a wild Mustang the fastest, and they usually do it in about 2 hours. And I was telling the guy in Louisiana, I said, I want to preach a message on that and use the different aspects of breaking that animal and show it on the screen. He said, I know somebody who does it for a living as ministry. He travels the country. He said, I'll get you some DVDs. So he called the guy, and the guy sent me the DVDs. I got them yesterday, and I thought, he'll have the wrong Bible. Gun barrel straight. I thought, I couldn't believe it. That's bad when you're shocked that somebody's got a King James Bible.
Amen.
Hey, man, I'm serious, heart attack. I was shocked. He started quoting Scripture, and I went, man, he's quoting the right Bible.
Amen.
Man, I remember when I didn't know there was another kind.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember when I first got saved, I was with Brother Roger Cole. Brother Roger's in heaven now. I was over at his house. We was getting ready to go fish a bass tournament. We was getting the boat ready the night before. And he said, Ed, let me ask you something. I said, what? He said, what do you think about that NIV? I said, what's an NIV? I said, what are you talking about? I thought he was talking about a lure. You know, we were getting ready. We was putting line on reels and stuff. I thought it was some new secret he had in his tackle box. I said, what's an NIV? He said, a new international version. I'll be honest with you, I'm telling you straight up. This is what I said. What's a new international version? Version of what? That's what I said. He said, the Bible. I said, what? I mean, bro, this was new to me. I didn't know there was another one.
Yeah,
amen. I thought all of them said King James right there on the spine.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, it ain't that way no more. The devil slipped in. Somebody says, why do you harp on that all the time? Because the devil's climbing the wall.
Yes, right. That's right.
It'd blow your mind on Sunday morning if we could go through here and pick up Bibles. There ain't a King James Bible in this pulpit, but there's other stuff out there in them pews.
Yeah.
Amen. And the only way them people's ever going to know if they got a preacher to say, wake up, it ain't real. What you got's a fake. Wake up. The devil's coming in. He's got your book. He slipped in, stole our songs. He's stolen our pulpits. Amen. I sent Levi a picture last year. I believe it was last year. I was preaching in a church. I walked in. They had one of them glass podiums. You remember that? I had to take a picture of it and send it to Levi. I thought, I can't believe I'm preaching behind that pansy looking thing. Y'all ever put a glass pulpit in here? I'm gone. You can get you a little sissified preacher to go behind it. Amen. They're taking our pulpits away. Man, I like a pulpit. Y'all all right? Me and my wife, where was it going? Somewhere the other day. And we passed a church, brand new. And I looked out, I said, that don't even look like a church, does it? She said, no, it don't. Looked like an office. Where was we at? Looked like an office building. Only thing church about it had a cross out there. You know what they're doing? They're trying to get away from looking churchy.
Yeah.
Man, I'm getting sidetracked, and I don't mean to. Hey, I like churchy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I do. I like churchy. What's wrong with looking churchy? Y'all okay? I don't want to look like a tackle store.
Amen.
I don't want to look like Bass Pro Shop. That would be pretty cool. On second thought, we put a cross on it. Amen. I like pews.
Amen.
Are you listening? Yeah. People want to build their churches now look like a theater. I want my church to look like a church.
Amen.
I like that steeple on top of the building.
Amen.
I like them columns on the front. Amen. Suits me fine.
Amen.
Well, y'all all right?
Amen.
He slipped in, stole our pulpit. He's stealing our churches one by one. They're closing down. Pastors are quitting. Man, I'm telling you, it's because people have went to sleep. People have went to sleep. That man in Louisiana this past week told me he hadn't heard preaching like that in 30 years. I said, where do you go to church? He said, I'll go down the road here. He said, it's dead. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I thought, how'd it get that way? Y'all went to sleep.
Yeah.
It sounded to me like you used to have a pastor who would preach a word of God.
Yeah.
Sounded to me like you used to have one who would pin his ears back, rear back, and let her rip tater chip. But somewhere along the line, y'all went to sleep and satisfied for something less than a preacher.
Yeah.
Mm. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
He's stealing our preachers. He's stealing our young people.
Yeah.
Amen. He's stealing our young people. You ever start teaching these kids praise and worship junk and contemporary music out there, we're going to have a problem.
Amen.
We're going to have a problem, man. Which you ain't got to worry. I probably go contemporary before Brother Allen does. That's just to say you ain't neither one of us going nowhere. Amen. We're settled on this thing. Amen. Stealing our young people, man, one after the other. Listen to me, kids. I don't know how many. We got any seniors in here? One, two, three. Y'all listen to me. Four. Listen to me, really. Oh, who are you pointing? Clyde, listen to me. If a teenager is going to get away from God, it's going to be the year they graduate. Now, y'all five, you listen to me. I'm going to say it again. I've been doing this 20 years. It ain't one time I've seen it, and it ain't twice. It's been over and over and over and over. I'm talking about people who graduated on that platform. When they were done with high school, they were done with God. That's because the devil's standing out there going, come on. Come on. Come on. You out from under mom and daddy now. Come on. Y'all better pay attention. If I have to, after you graduate, I'm going to come find you. And I'm going to run my finger right up in your face. Yeah, I'm eyeballing you right there. I'm going to run my finger right up in your face. I'm going to say, what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Amen.
Stealing our kids, man. Amen. And you know what we're doing?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to preach short tonight.
Yeah.
Problem is, we don't care. Let them go to hell in a handbag. As long as I get out of here and go get something to eat.
Yeah, come
It don't make us mad.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, I told you this morning, anything worth holding on to comes with resistance.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's our problem. We don't want to fight it. That's why churches are changing. They don't want to fight it.
Right, preacher.
That's why they got new Bibles. That's why they got new music. That's why they got no preacher. They got some kind of motivational speaker. You know why? They didn't want to fight it. They didn't want to fight it. I want to fight it. Y'all listening? I want to fight it. I promise you, as long as I'm living, you won't hear another book, another scripture version read from right there. I'll stop them midstream right there. While I won't wait till after they're done. I'll stop them right there. I will stand up and stop them from right here and say, hey.
Amen.
We don't preach out of comic books around here.
Amen. Right.
Seeds are sown while we're asleep.
Amen.
And not only are the seeds sown, but they're disguised. You know what they did? They looked like the real thing. It took a very close, I read this one time, a long time ago. They said it took a very close inspection. You had to actually bust the pod on the end of the tare where the wheat would be to see that it wasn't really wheat. There's a problem again. You don't mind looking in the mirror to brush your teeth and comb your hair, but you don't want to look in this mirror, do you? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? But we need to be looking in the mirror of God's Word.
Right.
You know what it'll show you? It'll show you what's tares and what's wheat.
Right.
It'll show you what's real and what ain't.
Right.
You don't have to answer this, but are you ever phony? Are you ever fake? Answer yourself in your heart. I'm answering myself right now. I'm just transparent enough. I don't mind you knowing what my answer is. Sure am. Somebody said, "Fake it till you make it." Yeah. I don't want him to come and me faking. Amen. As you look in that book, it'll show you what's right and what ain't. Amen. Brother Michael's wife told me tonight she wants to get baptized. She said she got baptized when she was little, but she didn't really know what being saved was. Said the preacher told her, "Repeat after me."
Yeah.
And she said, "I did, and I didn't understand it." Is that right? But now she's got it settled, and we go into heaven together. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know what she did? She did the same thing I did all those years. From 6 years old to 19 when I got saved. You know what I was doing? Faking it.
Yeah.
I was in the youth group just like these guys. I was part of the church. I went to camp. Me and Greg went to camp together. What was the name of that place? Peach State Bible Camp. Rode horses, had a big time. Lost on my way to hell, faking it. Nobody knew the difference. Y'all listening? Nobody knew the difference. But boy, Jesus did. And one night he came by and inspected my wheat field. And he said, "Son, what you got's a tear." So I tore out. And I went to Brother Jay's. And I traded my tares in for some wheat. Amen.
Amen.
I got born again. The seeds are disguised. Man, the devil don't come at you with fork and tail and a pitchfork and little red horns on his head.
That's right.
I don't know where that idea of the devil even came from. Because that ain't a Bible description of him. He's beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Hey, men, he could be a blonde with legs about that long. He could be a drug. He could be anything.
Yes. Right.
You listen to me? He transformed himself.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He could be a friend on Facebook.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this again. Y'all get sick of hearing it. Quit Facebooking with the opposite sex if you're married.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I don't see how some of you wives put up with that.
Yeah.
I don't. My wife wouldn't have it 5 minutes. She wouldn't have it till the water got hot. I'm here to tell you. If I was sitting around on the couch all the time texting girls, if I'm sitting on the couch texting, who you texting? Brother Fred. Okay.
Amen. Good, bro.
Y'all listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Got quiet, didn't it? I told you about my preacher friend. I got on his case. We sitting in a restaurant eating after church one night. I mean, he just preached a house down. And he honestly, in his heart, didn't think he's doing anything wrong. He was texting, Facebooking on his phone teenage girls. I just told him, I said, let me see your phone. I said, who is this? He said, it's a young lady in church, one of the churches where I preach. He had posted on there about people getting saved, and she responded to that, and he responded back. I said, that looks perfectly innocent. I said, but this is what will get you. Affairs don't start with jumping in the sack.
Amen.
They start with a little talky-talky.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listening? They start, and it looks fine. Everything looks fine. Everything looks fine. Hey, preacher, in my office, they said, preacher, we didn't mean for it to happen. We just started texting one another.
Yes, sir.
And then one day, in the harmless little text, you look good in that dress yesterday.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
I sat in my office. The wife of the husband's wife got his phone, said, you read this. Put it on my desk. I sat there and read the text. And you know what they did? They got progressively worse and worse. Started out with a comment, you look nice in that dress. Hey, I'll tell my wife how she looks in her dress. You keep it to your stinking self. You can think it, you're allowed that. But don't you say it.
That's right.
I'll jack your jaws.
Yes, sir.
Right. Preacher, you shouldn't say that. I'll jack your jaw.
Amen.
Amen. Jason will help me. He'll hold you and let me do it. Amen. It started with a compliment. It started with just, good to see you yesterday. Glad y'all were back. That kind of thing. They'd been out of church or something. And it just started. It was real innocent. And I read the next one. And the next one. Then the comment about the dress. Then the next one. Then a comment about a part of her body.
Right, preacher.
All the way down to let's meet.
Yeah.
Let's just have lunch. Y'all better wake up. Some of you men's texting or Facebook some of these other ladies in here, you better quit it. I'm just telling you right now, you better quit it. If I knew you were and I knew who you were, I'd say it right now. Don't be stupid. Preacher, you're being ridiculous. We're just talking. That's how it all starts. That's how we started.
Yes, sir.
We started talking. That's how we started. We started talking on the phone.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now we've been married 30 years. You idiot, that's how it starts.
Amen.
I love you with all my heart, but wake up. The devil will disguise that thing and make it look so innocent and harmless.
Amen.
That's like them pit bull puppies. They're cute. They cute as they can be. Wouldn't hurt a flea, man. But you know what? You keep feeding that thing. And you don't realize it because you're with it every day. But it's growing. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's one runs in my neighborhood. If it ever comes to my yard, if you live in my neighborhood and that's your dog, I'm sorry, but I'm going to kill that sucker. I ain't having nothing in my yard eating one of my grandbabies.
That's right.
Amen. I was preaching in Kentucky, Brother Tony Shirley's brother. He carried me over there to his other brother, Terry. Terry raises them things. They're show dogs. Things chest that wide. He's standing there holding that dog on a log chain. Oh, he won't bite. And that dog's sitting there going, ah, 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 ah. I said, yeah, right. And I ain't getting out of this truck. Get on out. He won't bite. I said, you a fool, man. I ain't getting out of this truck. That dog dying to eat me. Are you listening? That thing grows up on you. And that little cute, harmless thing, you turn around one day and it's a dog. A full-grown, ugly, slobbering dog. And it's got you by the throat. And it ain't so cute anymore. Be careful. Seeds are sown while they were asleep. The seeds were disguised. They was covered up to make them look like something else. Amen. Boy, there's a lot of that going on, ain't there? The devil's a master counterfeiter. He's an angel of light. The Bible said he's subtle. Subtle. Said he was more subtle than any beast in the field. You got to go to Bible college to get this now. Didn't Hebrew that word subtle? It means slicker than snot on a doorknob.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, I'm serious. You go to Bible school, that's what they'll teach you. Amen. I mean, he's smooth, buddy. He's a smooth operator.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listening? You ever see an ugly, I mean a ugly, ugly man with a beautiful woman, and you wonder, how in the world he get her? He's got a smooth tongue, buddy. He knows how to talk. Is that right?
Amen.
Somebody help me, Brother Atkins.
Yeah.
Amen. He's over there going, I know. Get him a Red Bull, Daisy. Help him. Smooth talker. The devil is smooth, buddy. He don't ever show you the end. Shows you the fun. Shows you the excitement. My wife kept children for 10 years. Quite a long time. Oh, that was horrible. Don't ever go in the daycare business. Oh. You don't even want to come home from work. It's bad enough when your own youngins is running, screaming through the house. But when you got other people's kids that you don't love like you love yours, there's a young couple, and we grew fond of them. They were our friends. And his wife started going to the gym. Started hanging out with single girls. And them single girls was talking about going out and all this stuff. You know what it did? It made it enticing to her. I'm talking about a Christian young couple. But she left him. Why? Because them girls at the gym, them girls at work, them girls that's going out clubbing, they made it look good. She walked out and left her baby standing there, man. Why? Man, the devil had her disillusioned, buddy. I'm telling you, he's good at what he does. And he's brought down better, way better than me and you. Are you listening? We're not above it. Amen. My wife and I have been married 30 years. Man, you'd think, boy, we got her. Hey, these people married longer than us get divorced. Amen. So I'm going to keep giving her all the attention she needs, giving her all the money she wants. as long as it ain't over $1.50, amen. I'm serious. I'm going to take care of my wife. I'm not going to take for granted that my relationship is bulletproof. I'd be a fool to believe that. Man, all she needs is some guy in a brand new Cadillac. That's what she wants. Come along and say, hey, baby, you looking good. She said, can I have that car? I'm kidding. Seriously, man, we're not divorce proof, and neither are you. Amen. The devil is very, very, very good. Listen, I said the seeds were sown while they were asleep. They were disguised. And listen to this. They grow unknowingly. They grow unknowingly. Man, it's real easy when you see something's there. I got a splinter in my finger last night, and it's about to kill me. I know it's there. You understand that? That's why David asked the Lord to search his heart. Search my heart for what I don't even know is there.
Amen.
Amen. That stuff grow right along with the, you know what, the devil. The devil has disciples just like the Lord does.
You're right, preacher.
Do you understand that? They could be a plant in this room right now.
Yes, sir.
And you don't realize it. But the devil's got you here to mess up and tear up.
Yep. Right.
Don't go there, because we don't play nice. Amen. We value what we have. Somebody said, the preacher's saying I'm a devil. I hope not. My prayers, they ain't one in here. But as five people got saved here today, did I tell y'all five people got saved here today? He ain't happy. He ain't happy. He's dispatching somebody. Go over there and stir that mess up. We got to put a stop to that now. God's getting too much glory out of that place. He'll put a devil in here and make them look like the best Christian in this town.
You're right, preacher.
He'll even give them money.
Yes,
Let them be a big giver.
Amen. You're right.
Amen. Somebody said, don't you wish you could keep everybody that visits your church? Nope.
Amen.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not being mean. Nope. I want the ones God sends here.
Amen, preacher.
I used to get upset when people visit for a little while and then they'd wind up somewhere else. That don't bother me no more. All I wanted was full pews. I want full hearts.
That's right.
Full of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Good.
We all right? Amen. I'm not trying to run anybody off. Please don't think that. That's not my mindset. I'm just saying I don't want to invite problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to invite trouble. Oh, come join our church. Oh, come help us. And I basically might as well be saying, come destroy us.
That's right.
You all right? The seed grows and you don't even know it. You've got to ask somebody who's a professional at discerning tares from wheat. If you drove by a wheat field, there ain't a one of us in this room could pick a tare out of the wheat. Not a one of them. But somebody recognized it. Somebody, probably a wheat farmer, who knows enough about that stuff, said, hey, this ain't wheat. This is fake. This ain't nothing but a weed. You know what the Holy Spirit is? He's a professional. He's a professional. I wonder if you'd ask him tonight to inspect your field. That's what David said. He said, search my heart. Amen. Let's be careful. Let's be careful with our marriages. Okay? Let's be careful with each other. Man, we're close. This church is like family. And sometimes that's a bad thing because we can get too close.
Amen.
I'm done preaching, Brother Todd. Y'all come get a song. Can I just give you some advice? Some of y'all are friends and you enjoy doing things together. Be careful. Don't do that too much.
That's right.
Don't do that too much. Well, what's wrong with that? You'll get to where you can't enjoy your spouse without the other couple.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you're not careful, you get too familiar with the other spouse's spouse.
Right.
Are you okay?
Right.
I've had it happen right here.
Yeah,
right here. Families that went on vacation together, done everything together, wound up. It was a flat-footed mess. Not only were they in our church, but they were part of the leadership in our church.
Amen.
And I love them with all my heart. But it happens. Be careful. Be careful. Don't put yourself in that position. Amen. I don't want to go on vacation with somebody else. Amen. Be careful. Wake up. Watch yourself. Let's stand our feet.